Those of us who support and work for development in the third world will be painfully aware of the plight of millions of people who suffer hunger and poverty and who have little or no income. In 1965, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations requested governments worldwide to set up an organization in their respective countries which would engage with third world communities in providing access to food through self-help development. In that year, in answer to the FAO's request, GERTA was founded in Dublin, with board members drawn from a broad spectrum of the community, including agriculture, the broadcasting media, the business world and other areas. Since that time in 1965, GERTA, through its organisation, through its supporters and with the help of its many volunteers, has worked tirelessly to reduce the levels of hunger and poverty in developing countries. GERTA works entirely through long-term development, providing communities with the resources and training to become self-sufficient. Since 1965, and with the completion of over 1,400 projects, GERTA has accumulated a lot of experience in long-term development work. The main part of its work involved the production and securing of food by local communities in the poorest areas in the world where food was most needed. It set up dairy and poultry units, mushroom cultivation, fish ponds, wells, reservoirs and irrigation systems, the environment, hand tools, tractors and ploughs for land cultivation, grinding mills, oil presses, seed procurement, training courses, fruit preservation, fodder cultivation, marketing, microcredit schemes to help farmers, and the list goes on. With the benefit of its experience, GERTA over the last few years has broadened and diversified its emphasis on development. Many of its projects now address the specific needs of women and women's organisations because women carry a great responsibility and workload for food security and family welfare. In more recent times, the FAO and other international bodies have highlighted specific areas which have a direct impact on food production. Two of these areas, HIV/AIDS, which affects food production due to the tragic loss of so many people in the production workforce, and the problem of dependent children with no means of support, who are potentially the country's future workforce, are also targeted in GERTA's projects. GERTA believes that the right to food, shelter and dignity are the most basic human rights of all, and that justice demands all of us to work towards achieving that goal. GERTA is very fortunate to possess an extremely committed and solid volunteer force. Many of our volunteers are with us since the early years of the organisation and have made a long and sustained contribution. We pray that our newest volunteers will also stay with us as long as is possible. In this United Nations Year of the Volunteer, a very heartfelt thanks goes out to the 500 plus volunteers who year after year give their time and effort freely to help make our world a more fair and more just one. GERTA has one of the largest volunteer sectors of any organisation in Ireland. Most of these volunteers work as fundraisers in our shops. Others work as fundraisers in county committees and as individuals. Others still give of their time as board members, project committee members and council members. Since GERTA was founded in 1965, the world has changed in many ways. Yet many of the problems of that time are still with us today. Water shortages in the developing world, food shortages, inadequate education and lack of the most fundamental healthcare are for many people today as much a struggle as they were in previous decades. GERTA's work, with the help of all its supporters, since its foundation, has restored hope and dignity to many of our friends and partners in the developing world, and today we are more committed than ever to continuing and expanding this work.